Hi, this is DJ Orange, episode 25 of Newgrounds Radio.
And I'm here, DJ Sierra. Welcome to episode 25.
All right. We are back after a long, long, super long hiatus.
I think it's about a month.
More than a month, I think. I think I've been gone for, 2 months, maybe? Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, no problem.
You got to talk too. Anyway.
Yeah. But.
So we're finally going together. I don't know. What do you want to do next?
We
could just do the news. I don't know what's new with you.
Christmas is coming up. Fortunately, still haven't put the tree up, but that's okay.
Well, me neither, man. I mean.
Yeah.
We were supposed to. Have you ever heard of a holiday called St. Nicholas Day?
St. Nicholas Day.
Yeah, it's like the 5th or 6th. It was something my parents did when I was growing up. Basically, like every day, or every 5th or 6th of December, we put the socks up and filled them up, basically. I mean, a lot of people get their socks filled on Christmas, but we did it like 20 days early just because I think the excuse was that we wanted candy. Basically, that's what we wanted. We wanted candy to just take the edge off while we were Christmas shopping.
But that works.
Yes. And, let's see, I still don't have the Christmas tree up. It's upstairs, but we haven't put it up yet. We've got an artificial tree, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks pretty. what else was I going to mention? Oh, I actually got most of my Christmas shopping done, unlike somebody I know.
Shush.
You know, I kind of had to, because since my girlfriend's like a few states away, I kind of had to ship it off early. And she sent me something, so woohoo.
Oh.
Yep, and she told me not to open it or any of that. No shaking it, no guessing what it was.
You shook it, didn't you?
No, I was afraid it was something breakable, but then when you think about it, the United States Postal Service, yeah, they're real careful with packages, yeah.
I came across a crushed package once. That was chocolates, and that wasn't good.
Oh, yeah. I actually shipped chocolates to her. Like, it was like some Dove chocolates. I mean, no. Hey, I got to splurge a little. Dove chocolates.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, enough about us. The news. Newgrounds. Okay. Okay, I'm going to let you tell it just because I know you are just as excited as me.
Oh, my God. If you haven't figured it out already, there's on the front page, there is the, there she is, final step. If you haven't seen the series, watch it. It's breathtaking. It's an orgasm for the eyes.
I wouldn't say orgasm, but it was pretty kick-ass.
Yeah. Fourth step made me cry, literally.
Oh, okay, it didn't make me cry. I kind of thought, oh no, you've wrecked it. You've turned emo. No, no.
Okay, I'm a little girly. Okay, I admit it. But it's...
Yeah, I'm emotional too. I just don't like emo. We're sad for ourselves. I'd like the fifth one, though.
Exactly.
And I'm just going to say, I'm happy that it had a realistic ending. It wasn't... I mean, everything didn't get resolved.
Right.
Don't give away the ending because.
Right.
Spark.
Shush.
Anxious. They gotta go out and watch it.
I challenge you to watch this and not like it.
God, it blows everything out of the water.
Absolutely.
And the only reason, if you look in the Flash portal right now, the first one is the one that I'm about to mention. I don't know why it's first. The one I'm gonna mention is The Bitey Castle Christmas. It's right. Really only about 30, 40 seconds long. There's no excuse why not to see it. It made me bust up laughing.
Yes.
I mean, if you've ever seen Chuliad or Adam Phillips' work, same guy. Like, you've ever seen Bitey of Brackenwood or any of that, I mean, you just know his humor style.
Right.
I mean, have you ever seen 3 a.m., I think, is what it was?
3 a.m. I have not seen.
Yeah, 3:33 a.m., it,
oh. Wait, is that the one with, what's...
It was for Halloween. It was just like... Huh?
I'm thinking of something else. Never mind.
Okay, it's... If you ever heard of what a screamer is, it was kind of his version of it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the typical eee, but it scared the crud out of me, really, because I wasn't expecting it, and anybody who goes out to see it will now be expecting it, and the fun's ruined, but...
Right.
Well, hopefully they'll forget about it, or it still shocks me every time I see it. I mean, even though I know it's coming, the timing is just so... It's kind of like a roller coaster where you just, like, hang at the top just right. long enough, and you're like, it's it's safe. Ah, crud.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, enough with Newgrounds. Let's actually get started on the music.
Yes.
That's what we're here for. First one up, Clubby Love. I know you didn't like this one very much.
Yeah, it got really busy for me.
What do you mean by busy? Like,
it got to the point, like, halfway through the song where just, like, everything kind of clashed together, and it just didn't sound good to me. But other people may like it, so...
Yeah. The only complaint I really had about it, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad song at all, it's just I'm saying it's a little bit... I've heard it before. I mean, it's kind of this generic techno with effects thrown in.
Right.
It's... Yeah, I mean...
What just happened? Someone has sound.
Yeah, that is strange.
Okay. Anyway.
Wow, you actually have a lot more sound. You might actually be a little too loud, but oh well.
I'm sorry.
That's alright.
something just happened and I got sound.
Well, goody goody.
Yay.
So, yeah, Clubby Love. We still got to announce the numbers just for people who want to see it.
Right.
The numbers will be... I got to pull up the page. I heard someone in the background. the number is 179546. It's pretty good. Okay, the next one, the Get Your Mind Right remix. What do you think?
I have no real complaints about it.
Well, you can't complain. You gotta like something.
Right.
I am not a huge fan of hip-hop at all. I technically think it's always a generic beat with just spitting rhymes and whatever. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm not
a
fan of it. And knowing that I'm not a fan of hip-hop, I actually kind of like this.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously, this sounds like something that should be sold on, like, iTunes or something, or it should be MySpace, or this should be a professional band.
Right.
It doesn't sound like amateur work at all. It just sounds like studio work.
Right.
Like, Hannah... How do you say her name? Hannah? Like, she does really good piano and singing. It's kind of like you can't believe she's just an amateur that does this for the fun of it.
Right. Yeah.
And... Oh, sorry, you...
I have no idea who you're talking about. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've played some of her music before. Crud, I'm going to have to feature it in the next show just for you.
Yeah.
It's always good. Anyway, so, yeah, I like it. It's a good hip-hop song, even though I don't like hip-hop, so that says something.
Right.
The number is 177135, and... egad, what have I done? What can we say about that?
It doesn't really belong there. It doesn't belong in the certain rank that it was in, but it's still a good song. Definitely worth a listen.
Yeah, it's okay. To me, it sounded kind of 8-bit, if I remember right.
It sounds more techno than rock.
Yeah. And...
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. The only reason I put it in is because one of the music hunters found it. I can't remember right now. Sorry, it's been 2 to 3 months. Can't remember. So whoever it was, thank you for it. But yeah. All right, the number for that one is 179549. All right, let's get started listening.
And go.
Yep.
this. Southpaw this. Poor shit was four causes war, bitch. Flow like mercury so that I'm causing nightmares. Dudes wanna kill people, so that's when I strike fit. And life when I smite quiz. With my verbal pride and when shot from the pen. Fix problems like it's Friday. And your pussy ass crack niggas still pulling any weapons. Nearly shit in positions. Atomically whipping next. Severing links, function with sins. Boomy track flow. Making sure that true fuckers won't win. Blade spinning. If you wanna talk about your friends, I got an artist cold as ice, so fuck it on your wrist. I put you back in the dirt if you on about your diamonds, cause I've been slaying rapping since 1999.
Hey, I've been getting money and I'm never gon' stop. Get your mind right, I'm all about my guap. Pimp tight, big cars and big chains, man, I shine bright. I'm sitting in the limelight, so you can get your mind right.
Thank you.
All right, we're back.
Which just heard.
We just heard EGAD, which I didn't like very much, but
yeah.
Okay, up next is, I don't know, how do you pronounce that? Sage's Soul?
I want to say Sage's Soul.
Yeah. To me, I kind of thought when I first heard this is kind of like an 8-bit, like, you ever played like Streets of Rage or like Double Dragon or something?
I have not.
Oh, really? Just like one of those, think of like any side-scrolling, like 2D 8-bit fighting game.
Okay.
Okay, what do you have in mind?
I have, what's it called? Golden Axe.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Kind of think like, well, shoot, that one doesn't really fit. With Sage of Sola, I was kind of thinking like an urban setting or something, like fight through an urban setting or something. I don't know. Just me.
Oh, like, crap, no, I don't want to say Mortal Kombat, because that's not right.
Streets of Rage? No, Tekken?
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. Yeah, kind of like that. Kinda, but, I don't know. It's kind of laid back, if I remember right.
Anyway.
Easy listening. The number is 179-537. We like it. Next one is Hard Sounds. Oh, parental advisory warning. Parental advisory warning. They say the F word in it in the middle, so. Kiddies, plug your ears.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. If you're busy parenting, then whatever.
If your boss is at work, turn it down.
There you go.
Okay, besides the F word. Okay, we got that out of the way.
It's a good song.
Think about it. What? Yeah, I like it.
It's a pretty decent song.
Yeah. It's... I would recommend playing it in your car because I've listened to it on a speaker system. It's okay. Listen to it.
Definitely a driving song.
It's okay. If you're on the road and you've got a very good bass system, this will freaking rock your car.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of songs will, but this is just boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
Boom, boom. So if you're sort of addicted to bass, then yeah. You're like,
it's a good song.
And Andrea, Silver Rose. I say it comes from Castlevania, and he's going to get on my butt about not playing Castlevania.
How can you not play Castlevania? Oh my god.
Why?
Spam this guy. I swear to God, spam this guy with insults or something.
What? I mean, okay, what is a good one to start with? Huh? What?
Castlevania, the, want to say, something of, yeah, definitely that one.
Because I obviously don't have an NES. I mean, all I got is a freaking Genesis. But... Mm-hmm. If for an NES, you can just always go get an emulator or something. And
yeah, I want to say there are emulators for the computer. You can download it. It takes about maybe 15 meg. Do that. Play the game. I assure you, I'm about 85% sure that you will love it.
Yeah, I mean, I've played, like, they had something on Xbox Live. It was like a... Do you remember that? It was like...
Yes, I played that. I beat it.
It was kind of fun. I'll admit I liked it. It kind of reminded me of, I'm trying to remember, it's been like a couple months now. Anyway, though, it sounds like it's from Castlevania, because I swear, Bloody Tears, I think that's what it was called. Like, they did a Bloody Tears, they've done like a million remixes of that.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of reminded me of that, it sounded a bit like that. Very good guitar solo, quote-quote guitar, because I know it's probably not real.
Yeah.
Anyway, the number is 182-342. And here we go again. All right.
motherfucker.
Three of the show, finally. Woohoo. First one we've ever co-hosted. Alright, DJ Birja.
I think it's Birja.
Birja. Okay, DJ Birja, Caverns of Time.
Yes, if you have a correct pronunciation of that, please private message us so we can get it right.
Yeah, well, just because it's weird, because it's B-J-R-A.
Yeah.
Birja. It's like, Birja. He's Persian. Ah, Birja.
Yeah, anyway.
But what did you like about the song, Caverns of Time?
it was, oh god, there was a lot I could say, but best thing I could say is it's a really great beat, and it's definitely another driving song.
Yeah, I've actually listened to that one a lot when I've driven. It's very fast paced, and I have good self control, so I don't like drive way too fast. But I can see how people could drive way too fast to that song.
Yes.
All right. What's the number? I've got to look that up. I'm actually reading this off the website, folks. I don't even have show notes. Woohoo. Number is 181884. And the next one, Control Crowd. That's
very,
Flame.
Very good song. If you're not a fan of Waterflame, you will be.
Yes. You want to know how I actually found this song?
Listen, I don't know how I came across it before.
I came across it. It was a how-to video of how to play the Scout.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually, like, one of the best... It's not the best, but one of the really good Team Fortress 2 players. Basically, he had that as a song, and I'm like, okay, Waterflame. It's like, that sounds very familiar. So I went and looked on his site, and sure enough, there is Control Crowd, and... I mean, if you think about it, I mean, I'm sure most people out there have never even heard of Team Fortress, but I forgot how you played it.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played with you.
Oh, duh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hello.
Anyway, but Control Crowd, you could kind of agree. I think it fit really well with basically a Scout compilation of how to play him. It really just fit because it's fast-paced, and it just...
Right.
It fits. And, yeah. Let's see.
Another one by Waterflame. Control...
Damage.
See? Control damage. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention the number for the Control Crowd was 114645. And what was your opinion on Control Damage?
Control Damage is very good. It's got some points in it where it's, like, lulled. It feels like, to me, it's lulled, but it's still a very good song.
I think what he was attempting to do was, like, just give it, like, it can't be intense the whole time, otherwise it'll be kind of strenuous.
Right.
You kind of have to go in between strenuous and, like, I guess light. My phone's going off. Right, I should be able to hear it, guys. All right. I'll call them back. Anyway, okay. Remember, I said don't let me forget, so.
Right.
Remember, if you want, you can download these podcasts at www.newgroundsradio.com. You can subscribe to us there on iTunes, or you could do a search if you have a Zune, which I seriously doubt you guys do. You can search there.
You can do a search on iTunes as well, so either one.
Yes. And if you want to go to the BBS, all you have to do is go to the forums and search NG Radio. You'll find us.
All right. Here are your last three songs, and this is Newgrounds Radio.
All right. See you guys. Till next time.
All right.
Bye.
Extreme sequence activated.